Walmart plans to offer its AI logistics tech to other businesses, Chris.
Yes.
According to investing.com, Walmart has announced the release of its in-house developed AI-powered logistics technology, Route Optimization, to other businesses as a software as a service solution. Route Optimization is designed to assist businesses in improving the delivery of products to stores, a critical component in maintaining stock levels that meet customer demand. The technology allows for the automation of route mapping, taking into account multiple factors such as time, location, and store delivery windows. Walmart's decision to offer this technology to other businesses stems from its own success in reducing emissions and improving inventory availability. By leveraging route optimization, Walmart has reportedly eliminated 30 million unnecessary miles, avoiding 94 million pounds of CO2 emissions. This initiative also marks Walmart's second foray into offering turnkey white label solutions to other companies, following Store Assist, another SaaS technology that supports local fulfillment operations. Chris, this is also the A&M put you on the spot question, where we partner with the Alvarez & Marsal Consumer and Retail Group to get their opinions and their questions for us on these headlines of the week. So Chris,
yes.
A&M wants to know, post-pandemic, several mid-sized retailers have attempted shared logistics platforms that haven't taken. What makes Walmart's route optimization inherently different and, if you believe so, more likely to succeed?
Yeah, I think it's I think it's apples and oranges, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when I look at like Quiet Logistics that American Eagle was doing that we talked about on a recent show,
yeah,
it's a totally different thing. You know, this is software. That's essentially what they're selling here. This is not, they're not selling the actual fulfillment capabilities, the hard side of the business. So this is really different. And I think, you know, unlike the, I think there's a great contrast in relation to the last story too. When we talk about where are the real growth opportunities, the thing I salute Walmart for is Walmart Commerce Technologies and how they're approaching this. Like, you can scale software.
Yeah.
And Walmart knows how to do things. They've got the Store Assist. They've got this capability. I've talked to Anshu Bardwaj about this a lot. We're going to have her on our webinar in May, our Ask an Expert. She's coming on to talk about all the things that they're doing in this space. So I'm really thrilled to talk to her about this. Because there's an opportunity here, especially when you look at the European market. Like, people in the U.S. are probably a little bit more afraid to go with Walmart Commerce Technologies, given what Walmart is. But in Europe, that problem is kind of different. And that's why you're seeing its Store Assist start over there, too, because that's where the growth is. So I think it's a completely apples to oranges comparison that A&M is referencing here. And it's a real opportunity here. And I wish other companies like Target in the last example would take this route, because those guys know how to do retail at scale and have developed capabilities and software over time to make that happen. And I think it's about time we saw somebody do this, with the exception of Amazon. Like, Amazon shouldn't be the only one putting these types of things into market from how they know how to do retail.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think from my perspective, when we interviewed Rena Hurst yesterday at Walmart Go Local, and that was really
similar.
And John Alfernes, the chief product officer at Walmart. But I think there's something else about Walmart that feels inherently different when you're thinking about other retailers using this versus Amazon, for me. And that's like this different culture of innovation, of really being a brand with enough volume and enough store. Like, because of their store network in the U.S., I think just understanding how to route and get products from point A to point B, how to optimize those vehicles that they already have going, again, to over 4,000 stores across the U.S. Like, they know how to do logistics, and they know that, you know, all the way back to like requirements for their item data to know, like, how full can we get the boxes, how full can we get the containers, like all this information that they've been gathering for their own retail operation helps give them an edge of how to provide, you know, these services or to completely fill and optimize their deliveries for other retailers too. And because of that innovation culture, that like, not underdog, I don't know, it just feels different to me.
I think what you're hitting on, I think it's a great point that you're hitting on. I think what you're hitting on to me is they know how to run stores.
Yes.
So start taking advantage of the fact that you know how to do that. Amazon doesn't.
Right.
So take advantage of the fact that you know how to do that. Sell the software that you've developed over time to do that to other people and help them do it as well.
Right.
That's where the growth is, right? That's essentially what you're saying.
Right.
And that's really profound when you think about it that way. Amazon can't do this.
Yeah, and I think the other thing too is like when we were talking to Rena yesterday, like if you're one of the mom and pop stores that are using Go Local, you're thinking about like whether you're going to go with Amazon to do this, because Amazon has a fulfillment service also, mm-hmm. whether you're going to go with Walmart to do that, it's scary. But
Target.
But I don't know that these mom and pops and some of the other smaller business too that really can leverage the advantages from a Go Local or from the route optimization perhaps from Walmart. But I don't know that they have another choice to stay competitive, because all those small businesses like Rena we were talking to yesterday, like if they aren't going to be able to offer same day delivery, if they aren't going to be able to do the same types of things that these bigger retailers are able to do, they're gonna die out, and no communities want that, and most consumers don't want that either. They still want that unique shopping experience. They want their communities to thrive because of these but they need to have this new technology. They need to have access to somebody that has bigger operations, bigger skill sets, and bigger just the capabilities to do more.